It's fairly simple to find out how many salmon are caught in Alaska each year, but the question that Tongass Fisheries Program Manager Ron Medell set out to answer was a little more specific. He was looking for the percentage of wild, non-hatchery salmon that are caught in Tongass National Forest waters each year. Not British Columbia fish, not South Central Alaska fish, Tongass fish. Medell found the answer, which is the point of his presentation, but he saves that for the end. Before getting there, he provides some interesting details about salmon in Southeast Alaska. For example, which of Alaska's five salmon species makes up the largest share of fish brought to the docks? It's pinks by a landslide, and Southeast Alaska lands the most pinks.
Sockeye come in second, then the chum, coho, and king. Just a sliver, just a mere sliver of the total harvest, 500,000 plus on average for the last 19 years.
When considered by value, though, second place sockeye jumps the line into first place, which is why some of the northern fishery areas tend to bring in more money. They've got the reds. That's all background, though. What about the main question? Tongass fish? Well, just hold on.
We have to figure where the contributions of these other fish that are not Tongass fish coming from. So we have to take out the numbers come from Canadian portions of the Sakin, the Taku, the Tachihini, is that what it's called up there in Yakutat? And there are some contributions coming, particularly to the far in the southeast here, from the Nass and the Skeena.
And then there are the hatchery fish from throughout the Pacific Northwest, including hatcheries in Alaska.
In 1980, there were 8.7 million chum being released from 8 sites in Southeast Alaska. In 2010, there was 458 million chum released from 19 locations.
The State Department of Fish and Game tracks fish pretty closely, and Medell says that department estimates how many landed fish come from hatcheries versus wild stocks. About 95% of pinks are wild.
On the other hand, 80% of the chum right now in the Southeast Alaska harvest are hatchery fish. Coho are mostly wild, 80%. Sockeye mostly wild. King's not even close. We just don't have a lot of king habitat, the big river habitat.
So we're almost at the answer to the big question. Using studies from Fish and Game and other research out there, Medell made some spreadsheets, extrapolated data, and...
That's the number. When you blend it all together, it's 79% of the annual harvest in Southeast Alaska are wild fish from the National Forest.
Following the presentation, one audience member asked Medell about genetically modified farmed salmon and how that might affect Alaska's fisheries. He says that escaped farm fish are always a concern, but they also will compete in the same market as Alaska's wild-caught fish. Alaskans know that wild fish are better.
But it's hard to tell that to a consumer, because you go into the Costco's and you see row after row of this beautifully glistening fillet. It's hard to compete with that. It outsells wild salmon 3-1. And if you have this genetic fish going on even quicker, it could really put a dip in the market.
And that could harm Southeast Alaska quite a bit. When you combine commercial, sport, and subsistence fishing, the salmon industry in Southeast Alaska has an economic impact that's just shy of $1 billion. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.